This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, June 25th. I'm Audra McCabe. Three oil and gas companies have entered into voluntary settlement agreements with the state agency that regulates that industry. The Colorado Energy and Carbon Management Commission announced that it finalized six legally binding settlement agreements with companies following a 21-month investigation into falsified environmental and remediation data submitted to the agency. According to a press release, the investigation began in late 2024 after operators disclosed concerns involving third-party environmental consultants and data submitted to ECMC for subsidiaries of three operators, Oxy USA, Chevron USA, and Civitas Resources. In November 2024, ECMC announced that two environmental consultants, Eagle Environmental Consulting and Tasman Geosciences, hired by these oil and gas operators, submitted falsified lab data reports between 2021 and 2024. During its ongoing investigation, the commission found that the data manipulation affected soil, groundwater, and inorganic and organic contaminant data for about 400 oil and gas locations in Larimer and Weld counties. Under the agreements, the companies will pay a combined total of nearly $2 million in penalties and complete corrective actions that include additional site reviews, resubmission of corrected information, enhanced quality assurance procedures, and strengthened oversight of environmental contractors. You may have noticed a lot of smoke outside. Yesterday morning, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment put out an air quality health advisory for 16 counties in the state. Due to wildfire smoke mostly coming from Utah and Nevada, the advisory applies to counties in the KVNF listening area: Delta, Gunnison, Montrose, San Miguel, and Ouray. The agency says that if smoke is thick or becomes thick in your neighborhood, you may want to remain indoors. This is especially true for those with heart disease, respiratory illnesses, the very young, and older adults. Consider limiting outdoor activity when moderate to heavy smoke is present. Also consider relocating temporarily if smoke is present indoors and is making you feel ill. If visibility is less than 5 miles in smoke in your neighborhood, smoke has reached levels that are unhealthy. You can learn more about air quality and wildfire smoke near you at airnow.gov/wildfires. The New York Times has reported that months before Governor Jared Polis freed election denier Tina Peters from prison, his own clemency board voted unanimously, twice, to reject her bid for early release. The Times spoke with two of the board's members, who sharply criticized Polis's decision. Peters was convicted of tampering with voting machines under her control in a plot to show that the 2020 election had been rigged against Donald Trump. The case made her a martyr to the election denial movement and a favorite of President Trump, who pressured Governor Polis to free her for months. The 11-person clemency advisory board, whose members are appointed by Polis, largely operates in secret. But Polis's decision to overrule the board's twice-made decision prompted two of the members, both Denver-based attorneys, to speak out. One of them said the commutation really was a punch in the gut and that it flies in the face of justice. The two members also told the Times that the decision had undercut Colorado's clemency system by freeing an inmate with powerful political allies while dozens of other deserving applicants remained incarcerated. Polis will step down as governor in January of next year as the position is term limited. His decision to commute Peter's sentence is likely to influence his political legacy. Voters will decide this fall whether to set aside a dedicated portion of the state budget to fund roads and bridges. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
The Colorado Contractors Association is running an initiative to change the state constitution to require Colorado to spend roughly 2% of the budget on roads and bridges. The money would come from existing sales taxes on fuel, vehicles, and auto parts. Backers say Colorado has failed to adequately fund roads and diverted money elsewhere. Opponents, including Democrats at the State House, say the initiative is a money grab from contractors that would stifle funding for other key budget priorities, such as education and health care. Democrats passed a bill last session to neutralize the ballot measure's impact for several years, should voters approve it.
The Blue Sage Art Center in Paonia is celebrating its 30th birthday. For KVNF, Marty Derlin sat down with Blue Sage Executive Director Allie Lightfoot to talk about how the center has shaped art and expression in the North Fork Valley for three decades.
Allie Lightfoot is Executive Director of the Blue Sage.
If you look at the history of art in Paonia, it's always been an arts town. A town this size had a huge opera house once. To me, that says that even though that was happening 100 years ago, it still has an effect on the area. That pride in arts and that exploration of arts carries on and on and on and on and on. And the fact that you can record what was important to people at a certain time, what their political situation was, what their concerns were, how they were dressing, how the families were structured, what they were doing for fun, all of that is archived in art somehow, visual art and performance art. So to me, it is like the thing that holds everything together and helps us understand who we are.
The Blue Sage Center for the Arts occupies a large facility that joins two historic buildings in downtown Paonia. Curtis Hardware, built in 1902, has become Curtis Hall, a performance venue and dance studio. The former First National Bank, built with local sandstone in 1903, is now a gallery, shop, and office. An outdoor venue was added last year, created and financed by locals. Dubbed Sage Alley, it features live local music socials on Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Today, it's a Celtic ensemble, and Lindy Morenas is one of the players.
All the music series are amazing, and doing the Sage Alley on summertime, you can just come and get acquainted with so many different musicians and musical styles, and of course your friends, And this is a first for me to get to play on the Sage Alley stage, and I just feel really honored.
Blue Sage Board Chair Mary Barnes is looking ahead.
Previous generations, the 40, 50, 60, and 70-somethings that have been supporters and participants at the Blue Sage are aging out. And so I'm really looking for some younger, community-minded people to join in.
The center's signature events include the much-loved Harvest of Voices, featuring Western Slope writers reading their literary offerings, and Black Eyed Pea, a community potluck and local music extravaganza held on New Year's Day. There are also special events throughout the summer.
The Apocalyptic Cabaret, which is our next big show coming up this Saturday, it's the first of a series of community cabarets that we hope to produce at the Blue Sage that's going to take a timely topic, the apocalypse in this case, and we explore it as a community through art and music and dance. It's a dark subject matter. There's some, content that is about climate change, the fall of democracy, robots taking over. But it's also really fun and educational and visually beautiful.
As a nonprofit, the Blue Sage is always seeking innovative ways to fund the small staff and myriad ambitious activities. In the next month, in honor of its three decades, there's an opportunity to stretch a large gift to this Delta County cultural institution.
Thanks to a very generous donor, we have a $10,000 match right now, and we're about $3,000 into it, and we have until the end of July to make this match. This community actually calls the shots around here. We've lost a lot of grant opportunities in this latest administration, so the community is stepping up even more to help.
For the KVNF Regional News, I'm Marty Derlin in Paonia.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. If you're not able to catch the newscast live on air, it's always available on kvnf.org, the KVNF app, on Spotify, and now on Apple Podcasts. I'm Audra McCabe.